Hello, Audio Boo. Paul here. Just been listening to a few discussions about camper vans, motorhomes. I think it all started with All One Word has got a new camper van. He's actually got a new motorhome. And TurboStream is looking and not doing very well. At finding the one he wants, making some toast. We'll start unload the dishwasher at the same time. So, excuse the noises of my toast making. It's 10 o'clock on Tuesday night. Where was I? Making. And then McColgan talking about the expense and the how difficult it is to choose a motorhome. And I've always wanted a motorhome. Actually, no, that's not true. I've always wanted a camper van. But two things have stopped us. Firstly, we're quite a large family, so the classic camper van that my wife's always wanted was the classic VW camper van, but it's only really for four, and to suit five people. You'd need, the big motorhome, and that doesn't interest me. So much. I mean, it would be good. It would be nice, but not as nice as the camper van style one, which is what I prefer. But we did look at taking the tent with us and having the camper van, and myself or my son or someone camping by the side of us, but we've also got dogs and stuff, and if you've got a camper van, there's limited space when you're actually driving as well, so some of them only seat four people. So that's one of the things putting off. The other one, which Mac was talking about, was they're so expensive. I mean, probably rightly so. I can't quite follow Mac's logic about not being able to afford to rent one, but would have slapped $28,000 down to buy one. I simply could not afford anywhere near that sort of price to buy one. But if we didn't have the dogs, we'd probably rent one for a week, and that's on the agenda. However, once you start looking into the cost, you're talking about the same sort of price as renting a cottage in the Highlands and Islands anyway. So why? And that's before you're looking at the campfire. So really, why would you do that? If you're renting a motorhome, you might as well rent the cottage for the same price. And the advantage of the motorhome is that you move around, but there's so many places you could visit in an area if you drive there anyway. It doesn't quite make sense for us at this time of life, unless we could have afforded our own one. Maybe later, when the kids have left home, we could have a camper van and we could set off on like Max adventures for 6 weeks. I've got a friend whose parents are now retired, and they've got a I'm not actually sure what they've got, whether they've got a caravan or a motorhome or something. But they go off and basically leave West Lothian behind for spring and summer, and come back about this time of year, and live. I think they have a fixed pitch berth somewhere in the Highlands, I'm not sure where. And that said, bringing my thoughts to a conclusion, what I really would want is a log cabin in a forest. I've been reminded of this because Dean Reed is on holiday in the Cairngorms and staying in a log cabin. It looks pretty luxurious, and I must find out where exactly it is so I can book my holiday for next year, because that looks fantastic. I'd love to be able to, love to do that next year. So that, yeah, even better. But you know, have you heard of the Thousand Huts campaign? Reclaiming the forests. It's all part of the discussion about the independence referendum, which I'm not going to go into now. Scandinavians, they're quite, I think it's Norway, but it might be Sweden as much as they're big into land. The land prices are cheap, cost of living is high because of the taxes, but the land value is cheap, so everyone's got second homes where they go to in the summer. And the second home isn't like exactly the same home. It can basically be a cabin or a hut in the forest where they go to their summer retreat. And I love the idea of that, and I hope that sort of takes off. The land price over in Scotland is very expensive. Compared to that, and you have to be pretty well off to be able to afford a second house, land. But you could just buy land and put a shed in the forest and do that, and that's a sort of get away from it sort of thing. So I like the idea of that. But yeah, thoughts on camper vans and wanting. Have a nice day, have a nice evening. Have a nice morning whenever you listen to this.